I've never heard that one. You ever heard anybody call them yams?
Yeah, we got a variety of potatoes. It's a just different varieties of yam potato, potato, redskin potato. The difference in them.
There's a difference though between the yam and the redskin.
Yeah.
And if you say you have an apple or something and you leave it around, it would dry up and what? It would
just rot.
Oh yeah, it'd get like this. And just say shrivel.
Swivel.
Something like that. A couple kinds of leafy vegetables you probably have around here. I don't know if you grow them or not, but the kind that you put in a salad, maybe in a green salad, that's what? It's a green leafy stuff.
Lettuce?
Yep. And then they usually buy that at one. You go buy 2 quarts of lettuce.
Bit of lettuce?
Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, say you had 2 boys and 3 girls. Would you ever say you had 5 head of children? Would you ever use that expression? That's not one you use.
Mm.
What about cattle? Would you have 5 head of cattle?
Yeah, 5 head of cattle.
Now, would you ever, if you say you had 7 boys and 7 girls, just a whole house full, what might say? Say, yeah, you had a whole
family.
Yeah, would you ever say a whole hassle? Never heard of that one. Never heard of a whole hassle. other kind of leafy vegetable I want to ask you about. This vegetable comes in large leafy heads too.
Collard?
Yeah, and there's some that you might, something like collard that you might.
Mustard?
Yeah, something like that too.
Kale?
Mm-hmm. And this kind you must put in slaw. You probably wouldn't put in, I think you have a cabbage?
Yeah, we have a cabbage.
You can go cabbage around here too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. And the other, ask you a question about a few other things that, questions about corn. I know you grow corn around here. What's the thing on the outside of the corn and stuff?
Shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Fodder. Sure, called the fodder.
The fodder? You might have never heard that one. When corn is tender enough to eat right off the cob, what'd you call that?
Roast meat.
You ever use the term roast ears for anything else? Is it for the particular way corn's cooked ever?
Yeah, there's a lot of folks feed it in roast ears.
And you ever heard the term mutton corn? Never heard that one?
No.
The thing that's got on the top of the corn stalk.
Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks.
Seal.
Corn
chip.
And another kind of, I don't get it.